The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
They can't even believe that the Reds beat the Yankees and won that series. I mean, you got to be kidding me. So they lose game one on Tuesday, 4-3. Then the Yankees walk off on a wild pitch in game two, 7-6 on Wednesday night. And then last night, they lose 7-6, and Cincinnati takes the series. I mean, what is happening here? Joey Votto lined a tie-breaking double in a three-run 10th inning for his second go-ahead hit of the night, and the Reds win it 7-6 to get the unexpected series win over the best team in baseball, allegedly. The Reds are in last place in the NL Central. They have one of the worst records in baseball. The Reds get a great outing from Luis Castillo and take 2 of 3 in the Bronx. They blew a sizable lead for the second straight night. They were up 4-1, but this time they recovered, held on to win for the sixth time in 7 games overall. Remember, they had the 9th inning comeback in the opening game on Tuesday night. It's the first time they've won back-to-back series all season long. Their manager, David Bell, said, "This whole series felt like a playoff series. It's a great experience for our team, and that's how you get better." It's just the 6th time in Major League history a team with a winning percentage below 40% won a road series against an opponent with 70% winning percentage 50 games into a season. The last time it happened was 2001 when the Royals beat Seattle. Before that, it hadn't happened in 46 years. The Yankees have lost only 4 series all season long and has won 20 of its last 24 home games. So much for that. Aaron Judge hit his 31st home run to start the rally in the 8th. They were down 4-1. He had made a diving catch in center field. Gleyber Torres tied it at 4-all with a 2-run shot to right in the porch off Jeff Hoffman. That cost Castillo the win, but he pitched great. He was up against Nestor Cortez, and the right-hander pitched 7 great innings of 2-hit ball. Obviously, Judge said he's one of the best pitchers in the league. He just didn't leave too many mistakes for us to hit. When you have 100 mile an hour and you're painting the corners, it's a tough day. Tyler Stevenson followed Votto's double, and he had an RBI double of his own. And Donovan Solano added a run-scoring single with 2 outs to make it 7-4. Matt Carpenter led off the bottom of the 10th with a 2-run homer against San Martin, who got 2 outs in the 9th. The Yankees tried to finish off another rally, but Moretta got 2 outs for his first major league save, retiring LeMahieu on a line drive to center field with 2 on to end the game. So Votto gave the Reds a 2-1 lead in the 8th inning with an RBI single off Luesiga, who was just activated from the IL. Farmer added a 2-run single to make it 4-1. As for Castillo, he struck out 8 and walked 4. He threw 114 pitches. He was very impressive. A lot of teams are interested in getting Castillo at the deadline. Aaron Boone said, quote, he's nasty. He was tough, end quote. Castillo said, I've heard the rumors about being traded to the Yankees and stuff like that. Votto said all the hitters keep telling him how filthy Castillo's stuff is when they get to first base. Votto said he was excellent. He seems to be getting hotter, so it's been really fun to watch. It's the best I've ever seen him. Rizzo doubled with one out in the sixth for New York's first hit. It was a line drive, a low one over the glove of the first baseman into the right field corner. Judge had walked. He went to third on the play and scored on Stanton's RBI ground out. As for Cortez, he went 7 innings, allowing 4 hits and a walk with 4 strikeouts. The only run he gave up came on Brandon Drury's sack fly to right that caught Carpenter off guard. By the way, Luis Severino went on the 15-day IL one day after leaving his start with right shoulder tightness. The MRI showed a low-grade strain to his right dorsi muscle. It's the latissimus dorsi muscle that he's having a problem with. Hicks sat out again a second consecutive game with that bruised right shin. And I said yesterday on C2C, get ready for Domingo Germán. He's been out all season with a right shoulder impingement. He's set to make a rehab start today in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. So the Yankees have to wash it off and start a huge series with their rival Red Sox in the Bronx. Tonight, Jordan Montgomery faces the Red Sox. He's 3-2 with a 3.19 ERA. They split 4 games last weekend at Fenway. Right-hander Nathan Eovaldi, who's been out 4-2 with a 3.16, is expected to return from his injury to start for the Red Sox against the Yankees. He's been out since June 9th with a lower back inflammation problem. I mean, it's crazy. The Reds are now 34-55. They're 15.5 games back of Milwaukee in the Central. The Yankees are 62-27, and they have a 13-game lead over Tampa Bay. Toronto and Boston are 15.5 back. Baltimore, who's won 10 in a row, 17 back. So Baltimore didn't play last night with their 10-game winning streak, but Seattle did. Ty France hit a 2-run single in the 8th inning as the Mariners rallied from 4 down to beat the Rangers in Arlington 6-5 to extend their winning streak to 11 games. Their streak is the second longest in club history behind the 2001 team that won 15 straight. That team was the franchise's most recent playoff team. The run they're on now, second longest streak in the majors this season behind Atlanta's 14-game winning streak. Their manager, Scott Servais, said, 11 wins in a row. It's incredible, incredible, the group we've got. The Mariners have gone 19-3 since being 10 games under 500 on June 19th and have moved into the AL wildcard race. The winning streak has had 6 one-run games plus an extra inning win. They were down 5-1 going into the 7th inning before they got to Texas bullpen for 2 runs in the 7th and 3 more in the 8th. Before that, their only run came on number 9 hitter Sam Haggerty's inside the park homer in the 4th inning. Corey Seager, who got added to the American League All-Star team and the Home Run Derby yesterday, had a double and 2 RBIs for the Rangers, which is 4-3 during a 10-game homestand, their longest of the season right now. Their starter, Martin Perez, allowed 1 run on 3 hits. He was really good. He matched a career high with 9 strikeouts before being pulled after 5 innings and 102 pitches. He was looking for his 8th straight win. Haggerty's inside-the-park homer was a liner to shallow center that skipped past Tavares' glove and bounced all the way to the wall. It was the second inside-the-park homer at Globe Life in 4 games. On Monday, Rangers rookie Josh Smith had one almost identical circumstance involving the Oakland center fielder Laureano. So they'll play again tonight. You got Mariners lefty Robbie Ray, who's 7-6 with a 3.51 ERA, against the Rangers right-hander Taylor Hearn, who's 4-5 with a 5.86 ERA. Ray has allowed only 4 earned runs in 39 and two-thirds innings in his last 6 starts. He's been great. It really is unbelievable that Seattle's now 48-42, but they're 11 games back of the first-place Astros in the American League West. But as for what matters to them, they're wild card freaks. Tampa Bay and the Mariners have the 2 slots right now in the American League. The Rays by 2.5. Seattle's up 1 game over Toronto and Boston. The Orioles are 1.5 back, winning 10 in a row. And then Cleveland's 2 back, the White Sox 2.5 back, and the Rangers 4.5 back. As for the National League side, the Braves and Padres have the 2 spots. Braves by 6.5. The Padres lead is 2.5 over the Cardinals. And then the Phillies are a half game back of St. Louis. The Giants are a game back of the Cards. Marlins 3 back. Rockies 6 back. Don't forget the Dodgers are one of the hottest teams in baseball as well. They've won 9 of 10, and their lead is 9.5 games over the Padres. Anderson tossed 6 scoreless innings for the Dodgers, and they won easily in St. Louis 4-0 last night. The Mets maintain their 2.5 game lead over the Braves in the East. Carrasco pitched 6 great innings. Nimmo and Alonso homered, and the Mets blew out the Cubs at Wrigley 8-0 last night. They won for the 3rd time in 4 games, kept their lead in the East, and improved their road record to 28-19, and the Cubs just can't score. They got 3 runs total over their last 3 games. Carrasco was tough, and the Mets starters improved to 7-3 with a 2.55 ERA in 14 July games. Nimmo had 3 hits, and the Mets had 12 hits overall. By the way, it was Alonso's 24th home run of the season.